TINN stations in all salutes our troops.
Whether you're for the war or against it,
they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home.
Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, I'll tell you, it's always fun to hear all these different wonderful things our government is doing to us, right? Because they're not doing it for us. Because if they were doing things for us, they wouldn't be doing any of the things they're doing to us, right? So I have a couple great guests lined up today, and they are both part of a group that's called Face Off, and what that's an acronym for is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. So now listen, for everybody out there who is listening to this, some people I know who were, from my guests, were given another number to call in, and that's not the correct number for you to call into the show as a listener. Here's the number you need to be calling. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. That is for the first hour of the show. This radio show is carried through a network as well as this particular station here in Colorado. And so for the first hour, the show originates out of the Colorado studio. And then for the second hour, the network picks it up. And, well, they're still picking it up. It's being broadcast via the network as well, but then the telephone number changes mid-flight here, so, hey, it just is what it is. But for the first hour of this show, those of you who are listening and want to call in, the number is 877-254-7524. Those of you who are involved with Face Off who wanted to call into the show, the number you need to call in is 877-254-7524. 7524, if you're not a booked guest today, I want to hear from you, but you got to call in on that number, okay? So, Anyway, listen, if you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, there'll be a podcast of this show up on my website tonight, as well as there are links already up there under the podcast tab for Face Off. And it is an acronym is actually F period A period C period E period off, as opposed to on. So Face Off, and actually we really are facing off with these code enforcement. I call them Nazis because they are little dictatorial little dictocrats in various locales all around the country, and they are making life miserable for people. So as I said, this is a government we have operating today that is not a government of the people, by the people, or for the people. We have a government that is absolutely, totally out of control, and they are doing things to the people. And that's not how it was structured to be operating. We were supposed to have a limited government, not massive, intrusive, dictatorial government, which is what we have occurring in this country today. And the goal of my show is to have guests on who can help redistribute the truth, because what you need to hear is the truth. You don't need to hear the fiction, the hustle that's being meted out there by the mainstream media and a lot of other people who would be defined as talking heads. What you need to hear is the truth, because the truth will set you free, and what they're hustling are the lies that will enslave you. So if you want to call into the show this morning for the first hour, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I will have links to Face Off there. My guests who are going to be joining me in a couple minutes after the first break, their names are Bob Morris, and he is the founder of the California chapter of Face Off, and Jerry Breinegar, and he is the co-founder of Face Off. And so I've spoken with both of these gentlemen, and I'm hoping that a lot of the other people who have been affected by what is being done to them in this country will call into the show, because this is what the next 2 hours are going to be devoted to, is letting you hear out of the horse's mouth what's happening here in America, because it's not being told to you on the mainstream news. Katie Couric isn't sitting there saying, hey, listen, look at what they did in Long Boat Key. Today, they charged someone $4,000. They fined them $4,000 for not having their grass cut for 8 days. No, Katie ain't telling you that. She's going to sing some other song and dance, hustle designed to dupe you and to enslave you, because that's where we're headed, kids. This is a winner-take-all, I'm going to say, game that we're in, but it's really not a game. I'd say it's a battle. War that we're in, because this is a government that is at war with the people. And so we need to be educated. We need to be aware. You need to become involved. You need to fight back. You need to have the ammunition to fight back, and that ammunition is knowledge. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you arm yourself with education, with information, so that you are well-educated, that you can go and do battle in these code enforcement offices and these other places where injustices are being perpetrated every single minute of every single day here in this country. We are supposed to be the country of the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, we are the home of the brave, but we are no longer the land of the free. And my goal with my show is to help change that and bring us back to where the founding fathers started and what it's supposed to be, because what it is today is not what it's supposed to be. So now, I know a lot of you who have listened and listened consistently know that I talk about, and my guests talk about, 99.9% of the time, United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And for those of you who are involved with Face Off, and this code enforcement, these Nazis who are assaulting you and assaulting your property rights, that is all part of this larger game plan of UN Agenda 21. And actually, I had someone call me this morning, and he was unaware of it, but he was aware of Face Off. And it is part of this larger agenda that is being played out. And the agenda of UN Agenda 21 is the root of it. All these different branches with these code enforcement attacks and those kinds of things are the branches. But the root is UN Agenda 21, and it is all designed to take your property rights and your property away from you. And they are systematically doing that step by step all across the country. Listen, we're going to break. I'll be back, and my guests will join me in 2 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the number, if you'd like to call into the show this morning, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And I know I have Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger on the line with me. Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
Maggie, I'm doing just fine.
Good, good. Are both of you? Can both of you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
just fine.
Okay. You know what? If you two would speak up a little louder for me, I'd appreciate it because the sound is kind of muted a little bit. So let's start off with Jerry. You're the co-founder of Face Off. So tell me about Face Off, if you would, please. When did you guys found it, and why did you feel it was necessary to found Face Off?
Well, it was about 3 years ago. I had been hit by code enforcement. About 3 years before, they wouldn't let me park my motorhome on my driveway, for certain reasons, anyhow. Then another person that I knew, this is what started it. They started hitting him with code enforcement. He lived in an agricultural area, and they wouldn't let him have a box truck on his property. And that's what started off. The three of us got together, and decided something needed to be done, so we started attending meetings down at the city council and the county commissioner.
Where was this, Jerry? What state are you in? Were you in?
It was me and Allie Cooper and Jim Sanjay.
In what state, Jerry? In Florida?
Yeah, it's in Palm Bay, Florida. Yeah, in Melbourne.
Okay.
So anyhow, we realized this was wrong, and they were violating our rights, really. You ought to be able to do what you want to do with your own property.
I agree.
And we started going into all these magistrate court meetings, and we found it hard to believe what we were seeing and hearing. All this secret stuff is going on by the government, and nobody seems to know what's going on. And actually, we didn't know 3 years ago. And it took us a while to realize that this is the forefront of Agenda 21. But, you know, you can ask anybody today, and most people have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I know it, Jerry.
But anyhow, one of them that sticks out in my mind, there's several here I've got in my mind, but one of them that I remember seeing specifically when we first went, there was a man that had a bunch of bicycles in his yard, and he was repairing them because he didn't have much money. he was making extra money with it, and they said, no, you can't do that. You can't have anything in your yard. And he was there, and he complied, but they still charged him $350. And, you know, I find that astounding. When a man is trying to make a living and working on bicycles, and they can come along and charge you $350, you know, for repairing bicycles.
He would
pick up the bicycles alongside the road, you know, and keep them out of the junkyard. And that's just one instance. So, and, you know, this kind of just fired us because we knew it was all wrong.
Well, I'm glad you guys started it, and I'm glad, actually, I don't remember who told me about you guys, but I'm so glad that you've been in this fight and that I'm able to actually put you guys on the air so that more people can hear about these injustices, because it's just outrageous. You're trying to make a couple of bucks so you can feed yourself by fixing bicycles, and that's not okay. Well, what's not okay is what they're doing, Jerry. What we're doing is what's okay. What they're doing to us, that's what's not okay. So continue, Jerry, please.
Okay, well, eventually we found out that Palm Bay had a different system than the county, Brevard County. And even Melbourne and Cocoa had different organizations. I mean, the same code enforcement there. We had to go to a lot of meetings and spend a lot of time and effort looking at these things. And we found out that Palm Bay had $20 million in liens on 800 people. And if you think about that, it's astounding. I can give you some instances of those if you want.
Sure, please do so.
Okay, one case that a policeman that was ahead of the code enforcement told me about was this old man had a storage shed, and it was damaged by a hurricane. The winds blew a tree limb off, and it damaged the edge of it. And, you know, I guess they sent the code enforcement to tell him, well, he's got to fix that. And like most old men, they get pretty hard-headed. He just ignored him. And he eventually had a $50,000 lien against his home. And when you have a lien on your home, you can't sell your property, you can't borrow money on it, you can't do anything until you pay that lien.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible what them is doing to these people. They're just common, hardworking people.
Well, you know, Jerry, you and I both know, and Bob, you know as well, when you know what UN Agenda 21 is. You know why they're doing these things, because the goal is to drive the people off their land by hook or crook, any way that they can think of. That's what they're trying to do. So, Bob, do you want to join in here in the conversation and tell me why you got involved with the California Face Off group, please?
Well, how I got involved in it was I basically had the same problem as Jerry did, only I'm in California. I just saved up all my life. I've been a contractor for 38 years.
Okay.
And I saved my money, and I wanted to build my own house, and I had wanted to build a building out and back. And so I went down to Planning Commission, and I bought my permits for the building and also the house, and they didn't say anything at that time. But when I took my plans in to have the plan checked, they said, well, you can't put your building up because you might live in your building and not build your house. So I told him, I said, well, why would I give you the permits to build them both if I had that in mind? And so they wouldn't let me put my building up. They said, you had to put your house up first, get it final, then you could put your building up. So I did pay for both permits. I built my house. It took me about 9 months. The prices were skyrocketing. The price of concrete went from $50 a yard to $115 a yard. So it squeezed on my budget a little bit, but I decided, well,
sure,
I'm going to go ahead and do that anyway. So I got my building my house finalized, and I put the plans in for my building. And they told me, okay, well, we'll go through your print. So it took them about 6 weeks, and this building was a square building. It's made out of metal. There's nothing to it. So about 3 weeks before my permit ran out, I went down there and I forcefully told him, I said, look, I got to have this thing. And I was in the mindset that I'd be able to extend this this permit, maybe
right,
give me another 6 months. Well, then they wouldn't let me do that. So here I'm sitting with plans, but I got to pay for another round of permit, which at that time was $1,800 for the building.
Wow.
So I didn't have the the money to buy the concrete and do all that at the same time. So what I did is I just thought, well, I'll just set on it. When I get the money, I'll go reapply for my permits, and I'll do that. So that's what I have done, and I put my permits back in a couple of months ago. So anyway, I'm not thinking that this is right, and especially since I just previous to me buying my plans, put my plans in the plan check for the building, they come by and give me a ticket for junk and trash laying in my yard. Well, I live on 5 acres in a rural place in California where there's no neighbors at. And so this junk and trash turned out to be my building that they would let me put up in the first place, and they wanted me to get rid of it. So now they want to come on my property and inspect all this and do this and do that. And I wouldn't let them do that. So I was busy writing to the papers and writing to my congressman and write to my council members. And I found Allie from Face Off, and I thought, well, thank God there's somebody out there fighting these people other than myself.
Oh, God, I agree, Bob.
So we've been close friends since then, and that my eyes have woke up to what's really going on in this country, and it's just unbelievable how everything is interconnected. And it starts with that Agenda 21.
Yes, it does. Because that's the root of it all, and people have been whacking away at the branches for years, not recognizing that the reason why they're not getting anywhere with no matter what their fight was, and I can tell you I was involved with fighting against illegal immigration, and it was bizarre why our government didn't do anything. But once I stumbled upon the UN Agenda 21 agenda, then it was perfectly clear to me why they weren't doing anything, because there was an underlying motive for them not doing anything, and that's the motive for them denying you the right to do what you want to do on your property.
You're absolutely right. During the years
ahead.
When I was a contractor, I did a lot of redevelopment work for different cities and the counties and like that, and I just thought, well, the government's being nice to everybody. But along with the redevelopment, they'd come in and say, okay, well, you've got to sign this thing called a CC&R. And I didn't really understand what that was, but that was just like them telling you, you're gonna do with your land with what we want you to do. It has to look a certain way, and it has to be pristine, and has to go by their agenda. And I didn't understand that until a few months ago. Now I understood. Now I understand why this is this way.
Yeah, Bob, what is CC&R an acronym for? What does it stand for?
It's let me see. I think I have that right here somewhere.
Well, it's okay. When you grab that, let us know if you can find it or think of what it's an acronym for. So where are you at now in this whole process, Bob? Did you find it?
Yeah. Covenants, conditions, and restrictions.
Covenants, conditions, and restrictions, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at now in the process?
Well, I'm retired now. So that's one of the reasons I have more time to actually look at my surroundings and see what's going on. I used to believe that I shouldn't get involved in watching news and reading papers because all it is getting excited. And then it interfered with my work. And so I was kind of like most Americans, just kind of reluctant about knowing anything what's going on, because I'm thinking, well, all of my officials are doing the right thing, and they're making this country what our forefathers wanted it to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
we all were like that, Bob.
Big mistake on my part, because there's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, you know what, don't kick yourself too much, Bob, because I can tell you that's the reason why we are where we are today, because 99% of the Americans weren't paying any attention, and we were busy living our lives believing that our elected officials had our best interest at heart. But unfortunately, that's not the case at all. So,
you're absolutely right.
Bob, with your building and that stuff, is it still on your property? Your building unconstructed?
What I did is I wrote them a rebuttal letter, and I told them that, you know, with all the stuff that you claim I did, and I explained to them, I got two semi-trailers that's full of stuff that goes in this building. I build race cars, and so it's got a lot of equipment and these trailers that belong inside that building. Well, these two trailers that are sitting out here, they wanted me to get rid of that too. And I said, well, I'm not going to do that either, because you're the one that didn't let me put my building up in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did not do what they wanted me to do.
Oh, good for you.
So they're fining me on a monthly basis now, and it's doubling and tripling and quadrupling and all that stuff. So first thing I did was I went down and got my house homesteaded. That way they can't steal it from you.
I don't know how that works, but I can tell you we've got a couple of minutes. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to break, actually about 2 minutes. So if you can give us a quick, if you want to, I don't know if homestead, would that be helpful? You know, if you want to tell us what that means, how that prevents them from taking it, I don't know how that works.
Well, I'm not sure about all the states in the union, but in California it's called the Homestead Act. And if you go down to the local records office, and you tell them you want to get your house homesteaded, that means that they cannot lien your property and take it from you and sell it to somebody else or any kind of back taxes or anything that's owed to the government.
Okay.
This restricts them from doing that. Now, if you ever sell your property or change something, then that's another story, but they can't just come in there and kick you off your property and take your property.
This is something
that everybody can do, and they don't need an attorney to do it, and it only costs like $10, maybe $15 to do this.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We're going to have to explore that more. I'll put information up on my website. And anything you can give me, you know, for information for that,
okay.
So that people need to know that, because maybe that's a way to fight these evil people, because
Absolutely. They
truly are evil. You know what? I'm telling you. Honestly, Bob, I decided the other night, you know, we've made so many excuses for people in this country, and we're saying that, oh, well, they're useful idiots, they're just going along, and they're just doing this, and they don't know what the end game is. Maybe they don't know what UN Agenda 21 is, but they know right from wrong. That much I do know, that these people,
Yes. They
know right from wrong. Listen, we're going to break. That music is the cue, so listen, this is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about FACE-OFF, which is an organization that's an acronym for Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. I want to give out the telephone number, 877-254-7524, and that is for the first hour of the show. And for those of you who don't know it, I am now heard 5 days a week on Republic Broadcasting Network. So after I'm off the air through KHNC, the station out in Colorado, my show is still heard via Republic Broadcasting Network. So for those of you who want to listen to the second hour, you can also go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll be able to hear through the Internet. And there's a lot of stations around the country that carry their signals, so you know, I don't know, you'll be listening through one of those stations as well. But the call-in number will change at the top of the hour because I'll be going through a different network. So right now, up until the top of the hour, the call-in number is 877-254-7524. A podcast of this show will be up on my website, as well as links to Bob Morris and Jerry Breiniger, who are involved with FACE-OFF. And I will get you all the information on them that I can get you, and there will be more people who actually, we've got some callers on the line, and I think that some of them are from FACE-OFF, but I'm also going to have more people from FACE-OFF on the show tomorrow, and my goal is to get as many people on the air to be able to tell their story about what is happening to them, so you who are hearing their voices understand that it may be them today, but it's going to be you tomorrow. It's a guaranteed thing. You're next on the list, whether you are aware of it or not. Your time is coming too. So if you don't get into the fight to stop what is happening in this country, you will be a victim as well. It is only a matter of time. And for those of you who remember that poem by Pastor Niemöller, and you remember history in Germany, you know, first they came for, of course, the communists and Nazis. First they came for the trades union, and I wasn't a trades union, so I did in the trades union, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. And then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I did nothing, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand for me. So you have to remember that. History repeats itself for a reason. That is why we have to learn from history, and humans never do. Well, maybe we can change that. So, Bob and Jerry, let's take a caller and see, I don't know, who's out there. Callers, who's on the line with us? Hi, I couldn't hear your first name, I'm sorry.
Oh, Maggie, this is Chris in Las Vegas.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Are you involved with FACE-OFF, too?
I am marvelous, and I am so thrilled to hear this topic being brought to the forefront of discussion to enlighten the people.
Are you involved with FACE-OFF, too, Chris? Are you a victim of these code Nazis?
Well, I have been facing off against criminal Nazis impersonating public servants. However, I have not officially affiliated with the organization.
Okay. Well, you want to tell us what's happened to you out in Vegas, Chris?
Well, it actually wasn't in Las Vegas. It was in Arizona, in Yavapai County, up near Seligman. And several years ago, we purchased a fairly large tract of rural, undeveloped land out in the middle of nowhere, specifically, and went to talk to the building Nazis to find out what it would take, having had some less than positive experience with the Las Vegas officials prior to that. And we were really caught off guard in that they acted like it was their land, which we had purchased, not theirs, not ours. They tried to tell us we couldn't even camp in this raw, pristine mountainside land in the middle of nowhere, and acted like we were mere tenants or renters of the land from the corporate municipality. So I set about to study the law and to find out what was going on. Being a former law enforcement of multiple jurisdictions around the nation, I had a pretty good understanding, and I set about to learn what had happened to our country. And like you, I discovered quite a bit about Agenda 21, smart growth communities, planning and zoning commissions, and discovered what's going on. This is absolutely the the invocation of the Communist Manifesto
yes.
in America. The first item on the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property rights. There's also the abolition of the right of inheritance and confiscation of all property of all immigrants and rebels. We are considered rebels by this corrupt government that is running the country.
Sure. Well, you know, we are living in George Orwell's 1984 where freedom is slavery and slavery is freedom and everything is upside down in our country. And the people who are the patriots and the freedom fighters have been labeled as somehow we're the extremists. And the commies, the communists who are enacting this agenda, well, somehow they call themselves the patriots now. And I'll tell you what, I beg to differ. I got news for you. That ain't the truth. And there's more of us. There are more freedom fighters than there are of them.
I can fast forward a little and tell you that after we discovered that we actually had rights, and fortunately our land existed on a grant of land made patent by acts of the Congress, 14 Stat 292, at the hand and the seal of the POTUS, President of the United States, who in fact was Woodrow Wilson, coincidentally, and not happy.
Okay. Yeah, great.
But it was granted to the Union Pacific Railroad, which puts it under absolute exclusive federal jurisdiction and not within the jurisdictional boundaries of the corporate state nor instrumentalities thereof. Therefore, it's like an island inside the state, not subject to the state's taxational schemes or jurisdictional schemes. Well, we set about to protect our rights, and we were building our home on the side of the thing and doing a pretty good job staying under the radar up in the trees and flora and fauna. And finally, we got above the tree line, although we had done some efforts to camouflage our structure so it wouldn't be quite so readily observable. When we were serviced in Nevada by mere private foreign-owned corporate officios with a notice of violation for the purported crime of public nuisance by failing to take out a building permit contract. It's important that the listeners understand that the building permit is a contract, and generally it's equipped with fine print at the bottom, which has onerous or terms that you are owned by applications and obligations pursuant to the terms of the contract.
Okay.
And if you contract with the entity, they own you. You're owned by the terms of the contract because you have voluntarily contracted with them. Therefore, they have sway over you if you've given up your rights. You have to know your rights to claim your rights. You have to know the law to apply the law.
Well, that's very true.
And so we set about to defend our position. Now,
listen, Chris, Chris, hang on one second, because we've got about another minute before we go to break. So I want you to hang on through the break, and then I want you to try to summarize, if you would, for me, please. But I also want to make sure that you email me as well, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I can make a whole show for you, no problem, Maggie.
Okay. Well, please, if you could summarize, and when you hear that music, that means we're queuing in to go to the break. So
you got it.
You can,
are we ready to go, or you want to continue?
No. Keep talking until you hear that music. I just don't want you to be cut off, and I want everybody to hear what you have to say, Chris.
Well, there's a diversity clause in the Constitution that says in persons of one state can't go, or the state cannot go against citizens of another state. And that's Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, I believe it is.
On that note, Chris, hang on. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Please hang in there. It's important you hear this information.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts and greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, and if you'd like to do that, please do so. There is a contact button on my website. You can email me. I want you to email me your stories so that this information can get out there. So please do that. My show will be carried. The second hour of my show is heard through Republic Broadcasting Network, so at the top of the hour, the call-in number will change, and you will also be able to continue to hear me on a lot of different stations around the country, but I can't tell you what they are, but I do know that you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you will be able to listen to the stream online so that you continue to hear what we're talking about this morning, because it's critical that you understand that if it hasn't happened to you yet, it is only a matter of time, because it will. It will. As night follows day, this is heading your way as well. So when we went to break, I was talking to Chris, who was talking, experienced some stuff in Arizona. Chris, can you summarize for me, if you could, what to make your points here, please, so that I know I've got another caller I'd like to be able to bring on as well, but I do want you to email me, please, Chris. Go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and email this information. I'd like to stay in contact with you.
Absolutely. I did send you a couple of things the first day. I heard you think the day before yesterday, and I'll send you some more. But I've become almost a virtual expert on these administrative courts, boards of supervisors, kangaroo courts. These insidious bureaucrats absolutely create their own violation notice. They serve the violation, they serve you the notice of violation, and they summon you to their court. Their court, the judges are appointed by the boards of supervisors who hear the case. Then after they find you guilty, and they will find you guilty because they will summarily deny any motions or law that you bring before them in the courts.
Okay.
Then when you appeal, you have to appeal to the boards of supervisors that hired them to abuse you and steal your money in the first place.
Okay.
That is the definition of a kangaroo court from Black's Law 7th edition. They are all three branches of government functioning as a single entity to destroy men.
Yeah, well, that's not the representative republic we're supposed to have, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. In order for the counties or the entities to have sway and law over you, they must provide an essential nexus, a benefit that is essential to arrange the confiscation of your monies and funds under whatever pretense they're putting forth, whether it's fire or police or whatever else, plumbing or anything they want to do, they can term an essential nexus. We were without any essential nexus that was quantifiable as requisitive to provide the benefits that they were seeking to extract from us. Basically, it's an extortion scheme where they racketeer under license of government, and these are private, foreign-owned corporations. And they came about from the State Incorporations Act through the 60s and 70s. And every state that's now the state of is an incorporated state. And all the cities and stuff were incorporated underneath the license of the state. Well, finally, we got out of their appeals process. In the meantime, they committed perjury. They fabricated evidence. They tampered with evidence. They perjured themselves on the court, which we brought out on the record of the court. Notice the court that they had perjured themselves They committed fraud on the court. They false testified. And multiple criminal actions, felonious criminal actions, I might say, by the land management agents therein. We summoned the sheriff to come, deputy who had been specifically appointed to attend all of our pleadings in their administrative court scheme, and to arrest this lying purported officio who fabricated evidence and submitted on the record of the court against us and gave it to us in discovery, and we discovered it. So anyway, we finally have appealed to the Superior Court in the county on a jurisdictional challenge, being that we are not state citizens of Arizona. We are currently maintaining an abode in Nevada, although we have to be very careful about these trapping terms like resident, domicile, occupant, all these ant words and trap words, trickeries of law that they assert against people in an administrative law.
Chris, where does this stand right now? Because I'd like to bring on another caller. I don't want to cut you short, but I want to give everybody an opportunity to
Seem to have them a stop at law because we have not heard anything in quite a while. I had motioned to move it to an Article III District Court of the United States under constitutional common law, general law, and I have heard not a word since I made that motion. So I believe they have spoken in silence and sustained our appeal. And therefore, they are quiet at the time until we proceed to that court, seek restitution and compensation for the criminalities they've perpetrated against us.
Chris, I want to thank you for your call. Please email me. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button there. Please email me and send me your information, Chris, because I'm going to put a tab up on my website for all of these stories. So thanks for calling, Chris. Keep listening.
There's
another hour to the show, but I'm going to cut you off right now because I want to bring on another caller, Chris. So thank you for calling.
God bless America and God bless you, Maggie.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, do we have another caller with us?
Hi, Daryl Archer from California.
Hi, Daryl. How are you? And I want to let you know, real quickly, I've got about 2 minutes before we go to the break, and then we're going to have another short segment, and then the show will continue on republicbroadcasting.org. For those of you who may be on the line, listen, I'm going to continue with Daryl, and then we're going to go over to a whole other call-in number. So for the second hour, you need to call in on 800-313-9443. So for everybody who's listening, keep listening through republicbroadcasting.org. And then the call-in number will change at the top of the hour to 800-313-9443. So, Daryl, we've got about a minute before we go to break, and then I'll keep you on for a couple minutes, and we're going to switch to the other network. So, go, Daryl, go.
Okay. Code enforcement invaded my property in Taft, California, a small town southwest of Bakersfield. I wasn't even aware that they had had a problem with my property until I actually got a bill in the mail for $937 because they claimed a small pile of lumber and a rock planter that had been there for 40 years. The planter is, the lumber had been there for less than that, of course, because I'd been doing construction. Anyhow, I got this bill. They had actually sent me a notice of code violation for a nuisance by registered mail. It was not picked up at the mailbox, was returned to them, was not picked up at the post office, excuse me, and was returned to the city of Taft. They then proceeded, completely unknown to me, to bring in a contractor to steal my pile of lumber and to steal
Daryl, hang on. You can hear that music. That music is our cue that we are going to break. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be back in 2 minutes. And so this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And listen, at the top of the hour, I'm switching to another network, and so the call-in number will be changing, and I want everybody who's online on hold right now, listen, I want you to call back in at the top of the hour. Is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, and that's where you will be able to hear the stream of the second hour of this radio show. So everybody who's out in Colorado who's listening to me through KHNC 1360, hey, tune in through republicbroadcasting.org. You'll be able to continue to hear this discussion because it's critical that you hear what these people have to say. Listen, Daryl, we have about 2 minutes, so if you can't give me a summation in 2 minutes, then call back on the other 800 number, and I'll pick you up when we get on the other network, and I'll be glad to have you continue, okay? Because I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Am I to go? Am I ready to go right now?
Yeah, you can go right now. I'm sorry. It's just a little confusing bouncing between one network to another. It kind of makes it nuts. But anyway, shoot, Daryl, you're on.
Okay. The city of Taft came and stole my rock planter and my pile of lumber, charged me $932 to do so. They've done this without due process. I'm hearing a beeper. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. We're hearing
Anyway.
Keep talking, Daryl, because I can't correct it. It's not on my end. The studio will have to fix that, whatever's happening. I'm not sure. Can you hear me, Daryl? Daryl, are you still with me? Well, I don't even know. Well, listen, everybody, I don't even know whether or not you can hear me. I don't even know if I'm still on the air. Daryl? Well, listen, I'm watching the clock here, so if you guys can hear me out there in wherever anyone is listening, you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my name is Maggie, and I want you to call me at the top of the hour. We're flipping to another network, and that network is republicbroadcasting.org. Please go there, republicbroadcasting.org. The call-in number on the other network is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And listen, Daryl, are you with me, Daryl? All right, well, I don't know what happened to my guest, but anyway, that's the kind of stuff that happens sometimes. It just is what it is. There's nothing you can do about that, but listen, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number. At the top of the hour, we are switching to Republic Broadcasting Network, and that website is republicbroadcasting.org. Listen, everybody who's listening, tune in at the top of the hour on the flip side of the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, because you've got to find out what these people are talking about. It's a steamroller out of control, and it is heading your way. I can guarantee you that. So you need to make sure that you stay with us, because it's only a matter of time. That I can guarantee you. And it's unfortunate to have to say that, but we are no longer a country where we are a country, a nation, a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We now have a government that is against the people, and that couldn't be more clear. than by what these people I've had on my show this morning have said thus far. So this is the reality. I want you to get in touch with me, those of you who are listening. Please send me your stories. Email me. Feel free to call into the show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please get in touch with me. You need to get into the fight because it's only a matter of time before this is heading your way. Listen, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. And Oz today is on the other side of the hour at republicbroadcasting.org. Please join me there. 800-313-9443. Chin up. I'll be back in about a minute. So keep listening, kids.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular,